感谢叔叔恩典哈，我们这个机会来这里一起来学习。
To be able to come here to learn His word。
啊，昨天我们已经学习很多啊，有关于心肺猪羊的道理。
So yesterday we talked a lot about the lordship。
啊，还有讨论了很多实际的做法。
And we also talked about some practical actions。
那昨天啊，有位弟兄跟我分享说，这都是需要主能力啊的带领，圣灵的带领。
Yesterday, a brother shared with me saying that all this needs the guidance and of the Holy Spirit.
啊，的确啊，我们所计划的，假设没有圣灵的带领啊，那一切啊都会归于空。
And it is true that without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, all this will come to nothing.
啊，虽然呢，起头可能是大家都会很热啊，很火热。
So initially we may have a lot of zeal.
但只要没有圣灵的帮助，没有圣灵在内在，没有圣灵的感动，没有圣灵在每一个弟兄姐妹的里头啊，心里头做工运行的话，这个到后来啊是会啊功效会比较小。
But without the motivation and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the effect of the work will be very minimal.
昨天在祷告会的时候，我们读到一个经节。
So yesterday during the prayer session, we read a certain passage of the Bible.
我们再来看一次《路加福音》。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
啊，第一章。
Chapter one.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter one.
啊，十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
他在主面前将要伟大，但酒浓酒都不喝，从母腹里就被圣灵充满了。十六节。
16.
他要使许多以色列人回转归于他们主的神。十七。他必有以利亚的心智能力啊，这个英文啊，这个 and 这个心智与能力啊，行在主的面前，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫变异的人转从异人的智慧，要为主预备何用的百姓。那事实上，这句话呢是从旧约里面啊，在转述出来的。
So actually, this passage of the Bible stems from the Old Testament.
啊，这个是记载在这个旧约圣经最后一卷的最后一句话。旧约圣经最后一句话。
So it was recorded in the last passage of the last book in the book of Old Testament.
啊，我们来看旧约圣经哈，旧约圣经最后一句话。
So let's look at Malachi chapter 4 verse 6.
我们来从第五节看啊。
We read from verse 5.
马拉基书第四章第五节。
Malachi chapter 4 verse 5 to 6.
马拉基书第四章第五节。
Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the father to the children and the hearts of the children to their father.Lest I come and strike the earth with a curse.
所以这边记载说，那个大可畏的日子未到以前啊，就是主后来在审判的日子还没到以前呢，要差遣先知以利亚到百姓这里来。
So, Prophet Elijah will be sent before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
那这位先知以利亚他的工作是什么呢？
So what is the work of this prophet Elijah?
他的工作就是要使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
So he will turn the hearts of the father to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
啊，那么现在说这个以利亚到底是谁
？So who does this Elijah refers to?
那我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew 11.
马太福音十一章的第十一节。
Matthew 11 verse 11。
十一节。
Matthew 11 verse 11. Assuredly I say to you, among those born of woman, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
十三节。
Verse 13. For all the prophets and the law of prophesied until John.
十四。
14. And if you are willing to receive it,He is Elijah who is to come.
啊，所以这边提到施洗约翰，又提到以利亚。
Here, it mentions both Prophet Elijah as well as John the Baptist.
所以十四节说，这个人就是这个施洗约翰啊，就是应当来的以利亚啊。主耶稣已经说得很清楚啊，在旧约时代啊，我们刚所看到的以利亚，就是在新约时代啊的这个施洗约翰。
So the Elijah who is to come refers to John the Baptist.
好，说施洗约翰来的目的呢，就是要使父亲的心啊转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
So when John the Baptist come, he is to move the heart of the children to their fathers and the hearts of the fathers to their children.
那我在青年神训班的时候啊
，When I was in the NYTS，
那我跟一位弟兄很熟了啊，那位弟兄啊在看着一位姐妹。
So I was very close to a certain brother, and this brother is observing a certain sister.
啊，所以我就把他头啊转向弟兄那边，把他头就转向弟兄这边了哈。
So I turned his head looking towards the brother's side.
哎，不能随便转，是他我才可以转的，我不敢转别人啊。这是我刚才很熟了，所以我就把头转向弟兄这边。
Because he was looking towards the sister's side, so I turned his head towards the brother's side.
头是可以转，可是那个心很难转呢。心你怎么去把它转心转向这边，要转向那边很难。
So it is easier for us to turn his head physically, but it is not easy for us to turn his mind.
所以施洗约翰的目的呢，就是要把人的心啊转向神这边，把人的心啊，不是只有人的身体呀、啊，不是好，你要转向这个圣殿那边，你要转向教会那里哈。不是啊，是把人的心转向神。
So the goal of John the Baptist is to turn the hearts of the people.
哎，心转向神或许也有可能啊，因为你劝劝他了啊，这样子也有可能的。
So to turn the hearts of men towards God, and it is possible.
但是使父亲的心转向儿女，哇，这个就不简单了。
But to turn the hearts of the father to the children, it is something that is not easily accomplished.
因为这个父亲是天上的父亲啊。
Because this father refers to the father in heaven.
天上父亲是在天上啊。
So the father is in heaven, reside in the heaven.
怎么能够跑去天上把他的心啊转向我们呢？
How is he able to turn the hearts of the father in heaven towards the children?
这个工作都是很不简单的。
So this task is not easily accomplished.
难怪啊，这个路加福音那边记载说，要叫以利亚的心智与能力。
Which is why it was recorded that he needs the power and the spirit of Elijah.
啊，假如没有这两个，没有心智还有能力的话，那就不能够达到目的，就不能够使父亲的心转向儿女，使儿女的心转向父亲。
Without the heart and the spirit of Elijah, then the task of turning the hearts of the father to the children and the hearts of the children to their father.
那心智啊，当然心智我们就知道，好像一个目标嘛。心智你要下定决心呢、啊。
So when you have a heart, that means you make a resolution.
一个人要想这样做，一个人要有心啊，他才会做。没有心的话，他就会坐到那里不动。
So a person need to make a resolution before he will do something.
说心智啊，这是一个心的问题啊。
So in order for you to make a resolution, it is a matter pertaining to the heart.
所以一个人要觉得有这种需要啊，他才会去做。
Because a person see a needs to a certain task, you go forth and perform the task.
啊，比如说我们肚子饿的话，那觉得有需要，我们就会找东西吃；口渴的话，就会找水喝。
For example, if we are hungry or thirsty, we will go forth and find something to eat or drink.
所以一个人假设能够看到教会的需要、嗯、他才会去想为教会做些事情呢。
If a person sees the needs of the church, then he or she will do something for the church.
所以我们很熟悉一篇、啊、在箴言最后一章、啊、箴言最后一章是谈到这个才德的妇女。
So we are very familiar with the last book of Proverbs. It talks about the virtuous wife.
那这个才德妇女她观察家务事。
So this virtuous wife, she observe all the things in the house.
所以每位弟兄姐妹都是神家里的管家了。
Every one of us is a steward of the house of God.
也就好像这个才德的妇女一样。
Just like this virtuous wife.
要观察家务事，看家里缺少什么东西。
She will make observation in the house and to determine what is lacking in the house.
啊，你看那个才德妇女，她知道家里需要什么东西，她就很早就起来。为家里预备早餐啊，为家里的人啊缝衣服啊，准备那家里所需要东西的一切。
So this virtuous wife, after she make her observation, she will wake up early in the morning to prepare meals and to determine which garment to mend.
感谢主啊，昨天呢我们都已经谈到我们家里的需要，教会里的需要。
So yesterday we talked about the needs of the church and the needs of at home.
那以利亚啊，他有什么心智呢
？So what resolution did Elijah make?
好，我们来看这个列王记上。
Let's turn to the book of Kings. First King.
列王记上十七章。
First King chapter 17.
来探讨以利亚的心智与能力。
So we see the spirit and the heart of Elijah.
列王记上十七章第一节。
First King chapter 17 verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year except at my word.
啊，这边中文啊是说激烈寄居的提比使人以利亚哈，提斯比人以利亚。
So here it mentioned that Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead.
那英文是说这个在那里居住的哈，在那边还算一位居民呢。
So
他住在那里。
So he's an inhabitant of Gilead.
他的中文呢、啊、翻译的比较好，说寄居的。那寄居的我们看起来是很简单啊，好像很平常这两个字啊。
So the word inhabits is a very common term.
那事实上寄居的对吧 ？Strangers 啊，还是 foreigners， 我们外国人呐、啊，还是你、对本地很陌生的人哈、啊，要暂时客旅啊，不是
客旅，
不是说、这边长久居住的。
So the Chinese term interpret the word inhabitants as sojourner of Gilead.
所以以利亚的心智能力从怎么来的呢？他是怎么来的
？So where is the how does the power as well as the heart of Elijah come about？
那我们看圣经怎么介绍以利亚
？So let's see how the Bible introduces Elijah。
那我们就可以清楚看到以利亚他的确有这种心智与能力。
Then we can see that Elijah do have such a heart and spirit。
啊，第一个他是寄居的。
First he is a sojourner。
啊，他不是长久住在那里的。
Stay in a certain place for long.
那寄居跟长久住在那里有什么不一样呢
？So what's the difference between a sojourner and an inhabitant?
啊，这个耶利米书啊，那边有个故事哈。
In the book of Jeremiah, there is a story.
我们就知道这两个有什么不一样。
Then we can see the difference between an inhabitant and a sojourner.
我们看耶利米书三十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 30.
说寄居啊，跟在本地、哎、居住的很久、啊、要定居的寄居跟定居好了我们说寄居跟定居到底是有什么不一样
So let's see what is the difference between a person who inhabit a certain place or a person who is just a sojourner
来耶利米书三十五章
Jeremiah chapter 35
三十五章、啊啊、第一节
Verse 1Jeremiah chapter 35 verse 1 The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord
这个比较两回来念当犹大王约西亚之子约雅敬的时候神的话就临到耶利米说、啊、第二
Verse 2
你去见利甲族的人、啊、这边有个利甲族的人和他们说话领他们进入神的殿一间屋子给他们酒要喝第三
Verse
3、啊、我就将哈巴西尼亚的孙子亚利米暗的儿子亚沙尼亚和他的弟兄并他众子以及利甲族全族的人领到神的殿进入神人以及、啊、以及大利的儿子哈兰众子的屋子里那屋子在所领的旁边、啊、在沙龙之子把门的马西亚屋子以上第五于是我在利甲人、啊、利甲族人面前摆设这个酒啊碗啊杯啊对他们说请你们喝酒第六他们却说我们不喝、啊、为什么不喝酒呢因为我们的先祖啊，利甲的儿子约拿达曾吩咐我们说你们与你们的子孙呢，永不可喝酒第七也不可盖房、哦、你看哦、啊、这个就是第七节就是提到定居跟寄居的不一样哈、
so、
第七节 很重要、啊、
Verse 7 talks about the difference between an inhabitant and a sojourner
啊、也不可盖房撒种栽种葡萄园但一生的日子要住在帐篷使你们的日子在寄居之地得以延长
So verse 7, you shall not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard, nor have any of these, but all your ways you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are sojourners.
寄居啊，就是不盖房啊，不撒种，也不栽种葡萄园，那只是寄居嘛。
So a sojourner do not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard.
那定居的话就不一样啊，定居当然是要盖房子哦。
But if you are an inhabitant of the land, you have to build a house.
啊，定居的话要去找工作啊，要去撒种啊。
So if you are an inhabitant of the land, you have to work as well as to sow seed.
还有自己的产业要栽种葡萄园啊。
And you have to plant a vineyard.
哦，这是定居的。
So this is to inhabit in.
啊，寄居的生活就很简单，这不像有那过客而已嘛，可能要住这个一个月而已。你盖房子都还没盖好就要搬走了，要做什么呢
？So a sojourner will be different because he need not have to build a house, or else if he has built a house, he will stay less. He will not stay long in the house that he built.
那也不用住产业呀，因为只是要过客而已呀。
And he need not have to have any possession because it's just a sojourner.
因为时间很短。
Because he will stay for a short period of time.
那为什么是寄居？我们人生啊，有时候被形容啊，是好像寄居的一样。
So, sojourn, why is it described as sojourner? Because in this life of ours, we sometimes consider ourselves as sojourners.
因为时间很短呐。
Because to us, time is very short and limited.
有时候我再想想啊，我们在社会上一直拼，一直打拼，一直打拼，到底是我们是聪明人呢，还是不聪明？这个也很难做定论的，因为。有时候的确是有自己的家园比较好了。
So sometimes I was thinking to myself, when we are actually striving in this life, what do we gain? Are we wise men or are we foolish?
啊，有时候要种个花啦，要种个啊，要种个苦瓜来自己吃的话，这很方便呐。
So sometimes we may plant some fruits and some vegetables.
这个 organic 哈，这个很好啊。
Some this vegetable is organic and
啊，有时候苦瓜还自己吃不完，可以送给别人吃啊。
And sometimes we can plant these bitter melons and give it to others.
啊，可是啊，有的人哈，为了要整理庭院，哎，这腰就闪到了。
But for some, because they plant so many vegetables in their backyard, and when they are cleaning up their backyard, they may hurt their back.
啊，有的人庭院很大，房子很大。
And for some, they may have very big houses.
啊，要没有几个人在居住
，and not many people stay in the house。
啊，不清理就不行。
And it is, they have to clean the house。
啊，后来就变成一种负担了。
And cleaning the house become a burden to them。
啊，你看，只要住公寓的人啊，就很简单了。
If you were to live in a condo, it's very easy and simple。
哎，下雪你不用清水啊。
Because when it snows, there's no need for you to clean up the snow。
啊，这个马桶坏了，也不用他去请人修理啊。这个打电话告诉管理员自己就会找人来修理。
And if the toilet is damaged, you can ask the caretaker of the condominium to fix it.
而且我们觉得有钱很好啊。
And we may think that being a rich man is good.
是不错啦。
It is good.
但是人家没有钱的话也是不错啊。
But those who are poor also lead a good life.
啊，有一个。在圣路易斯哈，有个老弟兄跟老姐妹，他们夫妻哈，他们没什么钱。
So there's a couple, old couple in St. Louis. They do not have much money.
所以他们就搬进去那个老人公寓。
So they move into the old folks.
哎，这不错哎。
Oh, they say that
他们去买菜不用自己开车啊，有车子啊接送他们出去买菜，还免费的。
So if they were to go out and buy some grocery, there will be someone to take them out.
啊，每个礼拜还有医生啊，来护士来替他们量血压。
So every week there will be some doctors or nurses coming to take their blood pressure.
啊，医生啊，来替他们看病哎。
And doctors will come and
啊，马上开药啊，马上给他们药，哎，不用去药房拿药。
So they need not have to go to visit a doctor, and they need not have to get their own drugs.
啊，他们可以不用煮饭的。
They need not have to cook.
他们去当食堂吃饭了，一餐才多少钱呢？一餐，你到那想想看，一餐。
So they only need to go to the cafeteria.
一餐才一块钱。
And they only need to pay $1 for
每餐哦，每餐才一块钱。
They only need to pay $1 for each meal.
啊，这个政府啊，给他们要每个不少给他们每一个人500多块呀。
So every month they were given about $500 as pocket money by the government.
哇，这样子，这个你说有钱没钱到老来，我看他们也是很享受啊。
So even though they are not very rich, but they lead a very enjoyable life.
所以我想想，真的人生叫像寄居的。
So I was thinking to myself that life is really like a sojourner.
就是说，那不用太去刻意的哈，刻意的去追求。
We need not have to pursue it
by force.
So we need not have to forcefully pursue in life.
什么叫刻意去追求
？What do you mean pursue it by force？
那有时候啊，神的祝福啊，那是神的祝福，那神祝福很好啊。
So sometimes the blessing of God, it is good.
但是有时候刻意去追求，一天要工作十六个小时、十七八个小时。
But if you pursue it diligently and work for about 16 to 18 hours a day,
我们人生啊是寄居的。
We have to remind ourselves that we are soldiers.
你看这些利甲族的人啊，他们。不盖房，哎，不撒庄，这个不栽种葡萄园。
So we see the Rechabites, they do not sow seed and they do not plant vineyard.
因为他们是寄居的。
Because they were sojourners.
所以以利亚也是一样啊。
So Elijah is the same.
他寄居，他过着一个很简单的生活。
Because he's a sojourner, he led a very simple life.
啊，简单的生活才会带出能力来呀。
Because unless you lead a simple life, then you can bring forth great power.
我们看圣经怎么教导我们说要。爱主啊，要尽心、尽心、尽力爱我、爱主我们的神。
And we in the Bible, it also mentioned that we have to love our God with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our heart.
要专专心跟从主。
And we have to follow the God, follow the Lord with all our heart.
就整个心呐、啊，都是跟从主。
That is to follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
这一个心啊，都是跟从主啊。
So you follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
当我们做一个心呢、啊、
，So this is only one heart.
但这个心是意念的心啊，这不一样。这我们可能把我们的心啊，把它分割成很多部分。
But when the mind has been separated into various different sections.
啊，这个部分啊是给公司。
So this certain part of the mind is for the
这个部分啊是给儿女。
This portion of the mind is for the kids.
啊，这个部分是给我的电脑。
So this portion of the mind is for the
这个电脑是给 iPhone。
And this is for the iPhone.
这个部分是给 iPad.
And this portion is for the iPad.
啊，这个部分是给 i 嘛？反正以后还有很多的 i 出来，嗯。
So there will be a lot of i coming on later on.
所以把我们心思意念都分成很多各种不同房间，很多的小房间。
So we actually separate our minds into many and separate it into many different sections.
啊，主耶稣跟教会也是其中之一而已哦。
And the church as well, the Lord Jesus Christ is only part of the mind.
哎，所以主耶稣跟教会是。只是这个很多房间里面的一间而已。
So the Lord Jesus Christ as well as the church is only part of the mind. It is not the whole mind.
所以难怪我们经常在读这个《使徒行传》。
So when we read the book of Acts,
那我们发现说，哎，《使徒行传》那个时候啊，他们圣灵的工作很明显啊。
So during the time of the apostolic, during the apostolic time, the work of the Holy Spirit is very evident.
哎，那我们今天也是有圣灵的带领啊。
Today we also have the guidance of the Holy
Spirit. 那怎么今天神的工作不是很明显
？But why is it that the work of the Holy Spirit is not evident?
啊，昨天有的弟兄还跟我分享说，有时候这个其他教会也是一样，他们啊，这个人事也是有很多的纷争。
So this brother shares that in other churches there are also a lot of strife in the church.
那为什么不会同心呢
？Why is it that there is no unity in the church?
因为人的心思意念已经被分隔成很多的房间。
Because the mind of man has been separated into many sections in order to satisfy different needs.
那时不时的他们专心跟从主啊。
But in the during the apostolic time, the disciple were following after the Lord.
你看当时啊，他们有的人甚至于把他们家产都变卖啊，把那个钱都全部给教会。
So to the extent that they sell everything and give the money, the proceeds to the church.
那信徒啊，在一起就是在啊学习圣经啊，在祷告啊，在互相交通。
So the brother and sister were actually praying together and to have fellowship with one another.
就整个心都在教会。
So their whole heart is in the church.
所以不一样啊，实物实在跟今天当然就很不一样啊。
So which is why the situation during the apostolic time is very different from the situation today.
啊，主要是我们的这个寄居的心态，说，哎呀，反正我在世上只是寄居的，这没有寄居的，这啊，这个住了，假设可以马马虎虎过得去也就可以了。
So if you regard this life as a life of sojourner, then we will not place so much emphasis on this life.
那个人真的要什么什么增一智长一智叫什么？什么增一岁长一智是吧？ 啊，经一事，经一事长一智，嗯，啊，不经一事不长一智，那这就是要经过一个事件啊，才能够使我们智慧这个更增广啊。
So there's a saying that, man has to experience a certain situation before he will gain wisdom.
啊，以前我们到这个拉斯维加斯那边去参加家庭聚会。
I used to go to Las Vegas, church.attend service.
啊，在一个家庭呢，在那个穆大叔的家庭聚会。Oh,
so I used to attend a family service in Las Vegas in a truth seeker's house.
啊，那位先生啊，他是从这个华盛顿 DC 啊那边搬过来的。
So this the truth seeker.
对。
So this truth seeker. So, this truth seeker, the husband of the truth seeker, has just moved from Washington DC.
啊。他在这个 DC 的房子啊，本来是很漂亮。
So he had a very beautiful house in Washington DC.
怎么漂亮？因为他买的时候啊，他在 upgrade 哦，这个加这个加那个，这房子都把它弄得很漂亮啊。
So he has bought a house, but he made a lot of upgrades on the house.
啊，后来他因为工作关系啊，他必须要搬到这个拉斯维加斯。
And because of his work, he has to move to Las Vegas.
哇，他房子他花很多心血哦，在那个房子啊。
So he has spent a lot of money, a fortune as well as a lot of hardship for the house.
啊，现在就放弃了。
Now he has to forego the house.
哦，所以他觉得很可惜啊。
So he feel that it is a waste.
所以他搬到拉斯维加斯以后。
So after he has moved to Las Vegas,
哎，他学聪明了。
He has learned.
他不 upgrade。
He did not.
他说 upgrade 没用啊，也是给别人啊。
He said, after I upgrade the house, the house will belong to someone else.
你房子价值增加不了多少，在那花很多的心血。
So although you have put a lot of effort in upgrading the house, but the value of the house did not appreciate.
所以他聪明，他学到了，说在世只是寄居的啊，不用太讲究了。
So he comments saying that we are only a sojourner. We need not have to make so much upgrade on the house.
因为这样子，那个心才会清。
Only then the heart will be clear.
啊，你心清以后，才会带出能力来呀。
So when the heart is clear, then the power will come forth.
不然一个人啊，假设啊，一会被这个事情很烦恼啊，一会被那个事情烦恼，心就不清。
But if our heart is being burdened by many things of the world.The heart is not clear.
所以以利亚他寄居啊，他是寄居者。
So Elijah is a sojourner.
那寄居啊，在英文有时候被翻译成为 stranger 啊。
So, the English Bible also translates sojourner as strangers.
啊，就是很陌生啊，对那个地方很陌生。
He is a stranger to a certain place.
那的确，我们来到这个世界，对这个世界很陌生啊。
So when we first came into this world is a strange place to us.
有没有人说对这个世界已经很熟了？我已经活到那么一大把年纪，我很熟了。
So this anyone says that I have lived to a ripe old age and I'm this world is very is something that I'm very familiar with.
啊，你不相信的话，我们在做很多这个 PhD 的哈。
So there are a lot of
PhD degrees.
There are a lot of PhD among us.
那你看 PhD 是。我们大家都很尊重，因为就是学很多了，很多见识啊。
So those who have got their PhD means that they have studied a lot.
但是在那一行，可是呢，有时候那一行你越专啊，不懂的东西就你就越多啊。
But on conversely, those who study more find that they know less.
比如说大家学这个化工、化学工程啊。
For example, for those who are studying chemistry.
那你会觉得你真越钻进去啊，你。不懂的东西，哎，你怎么发现的越来越多
？So the more in depth you study, the less you seem to know.
所以真的哈，有时候大家都以为啊，我女儿哈，我女儿这什么，我有病的话，啊，他说啊，你问你的女儿就好了。
So when I had an ailment, someone would tell me to ask my daughter.
哎，可是啊，我女儿她不懂啊。
But my daughter will answer me.
很多事情她不懂啊。
Will answer me.
不是什么都不懂啊。
She do not know.
而且是不懂的是太多了，她只是懂一点点而已啊。
And she says that she only know a little bit. There's much to learn.
所以我们真的在这个世界上是 stranger 了，我们是很陌生的了。
So in actual fact, we are stranger in this world.
这个以利亚啊，他就是寄居的。
So Elijah is a sojourner.
他对这个世界很陌生。
So he is a stranger in this world.
所以很陌生，他带出能力呀、啊。
Because he's a stranger, he is able to bring forth.
这个心，他的心，以利亚的心就谦卑下来呀、
啊。And the heart of Elijah is he had a heart of humility.
谦卑就带出能力来。
And because he had a heart of humility, he had power.
所以他怎么样呢？我们再看这个以啊列王记上哈。
Let's turn to the book of First King.
列王记上十七章。
First King chapter 17.
第一节
，verse one。
啊，请你念后半段。
First King chapter 17 verse 1. There shall not be dew nor rain this year.
啊，不是，那个第一句的后面呢？啊，不然从头开始念好了，从头开始。十七章第一节。
And
列王记上十七章第一节。
First King chapter 17 verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitant of Gilead said to Ahab.As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, they shall not.
好，啊，圣经说啊，这个 before whom I stand.
So the Bible says.、嗯、
这句话大家思考啊哈。
So everybody, please, ponder upon this phrase before whom I stand.
他说 stand before the God 就是的，他就是一直说他 stand before God.
So it means that he is standing before the Lord God.
那 stand 是什么意思呢
？So what do you mean by stand here？
啊，比如说我们说一个人他能够 stand the test， 他能够经得起考验。
So it can means that he is able to withstand certain thing。
哦，所以以利亚他是经得起考验，他是 stand before God， 在神面前是经得起考验的。
So here it says that Elijah is able to stand before the Lord God means he is able to withstand the persecution。
所以以利亚他为什么有这个心智跟能力？因为他是经得起考验的。
Why is it that Elijah has his heart and spirit because he's one who is able to withstand trials and persecution?
那为什么他经得起考验
？And why is it that he is able to withstand trials?
因为他过着一个很简单的生活啊。
Because he led a very simple life.
过着简单的生活的话，他犯罪的机会就越少了。
If you lead a simple life, it is less for you to sin against God.
因为他过简单的生活，第一个他不会贪心呢、啊。
Because if you live a simple life, one will not be greedy.
啊，不会贪心的话就不会骄傲啊。
If you are not greedy, you will not be proud.
啊，没有骄傲的话，就没有嫉妒纷争啊。
So without pride, there will not be strife.
所以很多事情就是从贪心而来的。
So a lot of sins stem from greed.
啊，以利亚他过着一个很简单的生活，因为他是寄居的。
Elijah lead a very simple life because he's a soldier.
所以他能够站立得住，经得起考验。
So he's able to withstand withstand persecution.
那我们再来看看这个。啊，是去约翰，他有以利亚的心智与能力。
So we can see John the Baptist had the spirit of Elijah.
那他怎么能够站立得住呢
？Why is it that he is able to withstand？
那我们看这个马太福音啊。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音在介绍施洗约翰的时候
，In the book of Matthew, when it introduced and the book introduced John the Baptist.
来看第三章。
Let's turn to chapter
3. 第三章第四节。
Chapter 3 verse 4. Now John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey.
说这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服啊，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜啊。那时候他是在这个旷野呀。
So he was living in the wilderness.
然后他身穿骆驼毛的衣服。
So he was clothed in camel's hair.
啊、当然大家可能说这个 cashmere 很贵啊
so,
是不是啊
cashmere is a very expensive
我这个很少买是不是你们姐妹是不是 cashmere 是不是很贵
so is cashmere a very expensive garment
最贵的毛衣是什么
what is the most expensive garment
你大概比较经验这个
丝绸
丝绸不是、啊、这个 毛衣啊貂皮最贵再来呢
so the most
cashmere 看也是很贵吧羊毛，哎，嗯，啊，这个，以前不跟现在不一样啊，哈。
So in the past is different from nowadays.
这个就是还有皮啊，就是这个皮啊，上面还毛没有处理掉，就很原始的骆驼。毛的还有皮这样在一起的。
So he was actually clothed in camel skin, but the hair of the camel has not been remove.
啊，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
So his food was locusts and wild honey.
啊，住在旷野里。
He was living in the wilderness.
啊，所以他还是很简单啊。
So he lived a very simple life.
啊，他也不喝酒。
He do not drink.
因为他一生出来就像做拿西尔人。
Because he is a Nazarite by birth.
所以他跟世界上享受可以说是绝缘。
So he has segregated himself from the pleasure of the world.
所以他是过着一个很简单的生活。
So he led a very simple life.
啊，这样简单的生活对他生活上在以后在宣导这个苏西悔改苏西的道理的时候有什么帮助呢
？So how does this simple life benefit him in preaching the repentance of the repentance？
对，要领神的百姓要归回有什么帮助呢
？So how does it help him in his work of telling the people to return back to the Lord？
啊，我们来看这个第三章哈，路加福音第三章，路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 3。
路加福音第三章第七节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 7。
第七啊
，Luke chapter three。
约翰对那出来要受他施洗的众人说啊，毒蛇的种类啊，且只是你们逃避将来来的愤怒呢啊，对那些众人说，毒蛇的种类啊。
Here, John told the multitude that there were brood of vipers。
你看，我们哪一个人敢对慕道者说你这个毒蛇的种类啊
？So any one of us dare to tell the truth seeker that they are brood of vipers？
那他马上就走了，对不对？
And because the truth seeker will walk away.
毒蛇种类就说你是毒蛇的后代呀、啊。
Brood of vipers means you are the descendants of vipers.
你的爸爸是毒蛇啊。
That your dad, your father is.
你的妈妈是毒蛇啊。
Your mother is a viper.
啊，那怎么样？他们听起来一定很不高兴呢、啊。我们也不敢这样说嘛。
So we do not dare to say this phrase.
哎，但是司机约翰他敢这样说、啊。
But John the Baptist dare to say out this phrase.
为什么呢
？Why is that so？
哎，他自己做得到啊。
Because he's able to do it.
所以他敢讲啊。
That's which is why he dare to say it.
啊，你看那些人呢、啊，就哎，真的是像他这个说啊，我们要怎么办呢、啊、
？So in verse 10, the people ask him, "What shall we do then?"
你看这个第十节
，verse ten，
哎，大家不但没有骂他哦，没有骂回约翰呐、啊，也没有人要用石头打死他、啊，反而第十节说啊，众人就问他说，哎呀，这样我们要怎么做啊？我们要当做什么呢
？So not only the people did not stone him, but they asked him, "What shall we do then?"
你看，兵丁来问他，这个税吏也来问他，众人也来问他。
So the tax collector come and ask him, and the soldier came and ask him.
那为什么？大家没有骂他
，Why is it that no one
啊？反而来问他说：“那我们要怎么办悔改呀、啊、
？”Why is it that no one rebuked him, but everybody came and asked him what shall he?
因为约翰啊，约翰他自己以身作则。
Because John the Baptist, lived by example.
他过着一个很简单的生活。
He led a very simple life.
所以他带出能力来。
So he brought forth power.
他能够经得起考验。
He is able to withstand trials.
啊，他是站在主的面前呢、啊。
So he's standing before the Lord.
站在主的面前说话。
So he's standing before the Lord and speak.
啊，不相信的话，假如有的人呢、啊，聚会经常迟到。
So for some, they may come to church late.
啊，可是他在台上很大声讲说，大家聚会不能够迟到啊，千万不能迟到。
So if he were to try to go to the pulpit and speak a sermon, saying that one, we should not be late for service.
哎，他这里迟到啊。
And he's late himself.
你看他怎么能够站立得住呢？经得起考验呢、啊、
？Do you think that he's able to withstand?
没有人要听啊！但大家不听，问他自己本身不能够以身作则啊。
Nobody will listen to him because he cannot lead by example.
还是一个很喜欢看连续剧的人
，or one who likes to watch drama.
大家不能够看连续剧啊，要多用时间多祷告多读经。
And if he try to encourage others to not watch drama and try to read more of the Bible.
啊，可是自己看连续剧啊，看到半夜三点。
But he or herself watched the drama up to 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning.
那白天说你们不能够看连续剧哦。
But in the morning, he'll tell everyone not to watch any drama.
要多祷告，多读经。
That you should read more of the Bible and pray more.
谁要听呢
？Who will listen to him?
他就不能够站住啊。
He cannot stand.
他站立不住。
He cannot stand.
可是司洗约翰跟这个以利亚他们站立得住。
But Elijah as well as John the Baptist is able to withstand.
啊，在神面前能够站立得住。
They are able to stand in front before the Lord.
所以保罗啊写信劝勉这个提摩太，他怎么说
？So how did Paul encourage Timothy?
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to the book of First Timothy.
提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter four。
提摩太前书第四章啊，第四章的第十六节。
First Timothy chapter four verse 16. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
啊，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。你看，说要谨慎自己和自己的教训，自己要在讲什么，自己要先听啊。
So you have to take it to yourself and to the doctrine that you preach.
啊，这样子啊，才能够救自己，又能够救听你的人。
So for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
怎么能够带出能力
？How do we bring forth this power？
就要自己要以身作则。
That is, you have to lead by example.
那以身作则以后，才能够带领那些软弱的人呢、啊、
？After a person has lead by example, then he is able to lead those who are weak.
啊，最近啊，到了一间教会啊。
So I visited a church.
那间教会啊，现在人数啊，并不是很多。
So, in that church, there's not many members.
那我就问他们说啊，这个到底是谁在带领啊
？So I asked them who is leading, who is actually guiding the church or leading the church.
那有人说这个带领的人啊，他都自己在聚会啊，这个不能够准时来参加聚会。
So the members comment saying that the leaders of the church is not able to come to church.Punctually,
啊，不能够以身作则。
They cannot lead by example.
啊，不能够带领会众人一起做什么事情。
He cannot lead the congregation to do church work.
这样就不能够带出能力来。
He is not able to bring forth power.
那相反的，有些教会这个负责的话，他们能够带出能力。
But on the other hand, there are some churches, the leaders of church is able to bring forth power.
为什么他们以身作则啊
？Why is that so? Because they lead by example.
我曾经到一间教会啊。
So I once visited a church.
啊，那间教会刚分社出去。
So that church has just split from the mother church.
啊，人数呢不是很多。
So it is not a very big congregation.
可那个负责的话，他们都很热心，很同心。
But the leader of the church is very united.
哦，那个负责人很早都到教会来祷告。
So the leaders of the church will come to church early in the morning, early to pray.
啊、有些负责人他们祷告是、啊、有时候用悟性祷告，有时候用灵言祷告，这样混合。
So some of the leaders of the church pray with words of understanding, and some pray in the spirit.
所以他们用悟性祷告，那我们就听得懂啊。
So when they pray with words of understanding, we understand.
那、啊、他祷告什么
？What do you pray?
他就祷告说：“主啊，怜悯我们啊，怜悯我们啊。
”So he prayed to the Lord, saying, "Lord, have mercy on
us." 求神的怜悯。
He asked for the mercy of God.
所以感谢主，像这个教会人数啊，大概已经九十几个。
So thank the grace of God that this the church, the congregation of this church has grown up to about 90.
啊，星期五晚上聚会大概八十几个。
So on Friday night there are about 80 members.
所以为什么会有这样子呢
？Why is that so？
就他的肯牺牲啊。
Because he is willing to sacrifice.
肯以身作则。
He is willing to lead by example.
啊，就能够带出能力来。
Then he can bring forth power.
啊，肯以身作则的话，肯牺牲，就能够经得起考验。
If you are willing to sacrifice yourself and lead by example, then you are able to withstand trials.
嘛，就能够站立得很稳呐、啊。
Then you are able to stand firm.
能够站在主的面前。
And you stand before the Lord.
就能够为主说话。
And speak for the Lord.
就往苏西约翰，他就这种心智。
So John the Baptist has this heart of Elijah.
就他带出能力。
And he is able to bring forth power.
虽然他跟这些众人讲说，你们是毒蛇的种类啊。
Although he told the multitude that they were brutes of vipers.
大家没有反驳啊。
But no one retaliated.
大家听啊。
Everybody listened.
为什么？因为他以身作则。
Because he led by example.
啊，能够站立得住。
He's able to stand before the Lord.
那么再看以利亚，他到底是有什么心智跟能力？再看回来《列王记上》。
Let's continue to read First King chapter
17。《列王记上》啊，十七章。
First King chapter
17。第三节。
Verse 3。Get away from there and turn eastward and hide by the brook of Cherith, which flow into Jordan。
啊，第四。
Verse 4。And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there.
好，神就告诉他说啊，因为他告诉王说啊，假如他不祷告的话，那雨就不降在地上。
And he told the king that if he do not pray, then there will not be dew or rain in the land.
然后第三节就神就说、啊、你要离开这里哟。
So in verse 3, God told Elijah to depart from there.
就藏在约旦河旁边的基利西旁。
And hide by the brook of Cherith which flow into the Jordan.
哦，在那里呢，你要喝溪里的水。
And there you will drink from the brook.
啊，溪里的水当时只要在没有环境污染也是不错的啦。
So the water from the brook is actually quite clean.
啊，听说那个溪水啊，很甜呢、啊。
And the water from the brook is actually sweet.
啊，真的，只要我们去山上看那个溪水啊，很清澈。是可以喝的。
If we go to the mountain and we see the water from the brook, it's non-polluted and it's very clear.
啊，当然现在污染就不能喝了。
Of course, nowadays when it is polluted, you can't drink from it.
但是当时很干净啊。
But during that time, that period of time, it is the water.
那神说啊，你要喝那里的水，所以他这个是没什么问题。
So God told him to drink from the brook.
那第二句话说，我已经吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你，哎，这个就比较有问题呀。
I have commanded the raven to feed you there.
乌鸦要供养人，这个从来没有发生过的事情呢。
So, there is no incident recorded that raven is able to feed a man.
乌鸦会拖出东西呀、啊，有东西它自己先咬着走啊。
So the raven will know how to steal from men.
怎么还会来供养以利亚呢
？How is it that the raven will come and feed Elijah？
哎，这个，我们假如说，我们中午啊不用准备午餐。
If let's just say that we need not have to prepare any lunch this.
哎，我们附近有时候很多乌鸦，你看，有时候把这门这个打开啊，哎，外面很多乌鸦。
So we
大概将近一百只。
We have quite a large population of ravens around this area.
假如每只乌鸦哈叼一块肉就好了，我们都吃不完呐、啊。我们这些人中午啊不用煮啊，乌鸦叼给我们吃。
So if the raven were to carry a bit, a chunk of meat.
你有没有附近有餐馆嘛？对不对？这个乌鸦就飞进，咻，飞进厨房里面，啊，唰，就赶快咬着肉啊，有的咬鱼啊，是不是？就飞到我们这里的，哎 ，barbecue、哎。
So just imagine that the raven will go over to the restaurant and carry the foods.
那下一回呢？咻，要去这个面包店哈，咬这个面包，哎，又回到我们教会来。
And then we go to the bakery and bring back some breads.
想不通啊，大家都觉得很好笑，对的。
So this is something unimaginable, and everybody.
神就是这样子告诉以利亚。
But this is how the Lord tell Elijah.
嘿，以利亚他就，你说他是笨还是？他就顺服哦。
So
他不是很笨啊，他就顺服啊。
So Elijah follow suit.
他就照着神的话去了。
He follow according to the word of God.
结果呢？第六节说：“哎，乌鸦哈、啊，真的很，你看早晚呢、啊，很准时、很定时的早晚给他叼饼和肉来。”
So in verse 6, it mentioned that the raven brought him bread and meat in the morning, and in the evening there were puncture.
所以这个顺服啊，会带出能力啊。
So obedience will bring forth power.
所以有时候我们说啊，要怎么样能力啊？能力要多，祷告后要怎么样？哎，祷告是对的，但是呢，最主要的哈。这个重点呢、啊，以利亚的重点的第一个啊，第一个他是过着一个寄居的生活，简单的生活。
We know that we have to pray in order to have power, but humility is one of the factor in order for us to gain power. First, he lead a life of sojourners.
第二个，他过着一个顺服的生活。
Second, he lead a life of obedience.
那为什么他会顺服呢
？Why is it that he submit himself?
因为他相信神啊。
Because he believe in God.
他相信神的话，他就会顺服吧。
Because when he believes in God, he will submit himself to God.
因为这是很自然的。
This is something that's very natural.
所以怎么叫真信心啊？这个信心啊，就要接受考验的。
So what is true faith? True faith need to go through trial.
所以为什么以利亚他能够站得稳
？Why is it that Elijah is able to stand trial?
他能够经得起考验。
Why is it that able to withstand trial?
因为他顺服啊。
Because he obey.
他心里很单纯
he submit himself to God.
神怎么说他就怎么去做
His heart is pure and he follow whatever God
told him to do 那有时候看起来好像是不大合理 doesn't make sense 的
Although it's what the Lord asked him to do is something that does not make sense
但是不管合不合理、哎、既然神说的他都去做
But whether or not the action is reasonable or not he follow suit
因为神能够使他发生
Because God will allow things to happen
所以一样的我们教会在谈这个 道理啊，有时候一般人是觉得很不可思议。
So sometimes when we talk about, mention about the teachings of the Bible, some may find that it is unimaginable.
比如我们谈到圣灵啊。
For example, we mention about.
谈到安息日啊，谈到洗礼啊。
We mention about Sabbath day and so as baptism.
谈到这个洗脚礼啊。
And we talks about foot washing.
啊、对很多人来讲也是不可思议，为什么一定要这样子做呢
？To many, it is something that is illogical. Because why is it that we have to perform such sacraments?
啊，我曾经呢看过一本书嘛，这本书啊，它是在探讨这个异端论，所以这本书的名称叫异端。
So I once I read this book, and the book is named as Reasoning with Cult.
啊，这个是神，这是外邦啊，不是外邦这个。有些教会是他们神学院的课程啊，教科书啊。
So this is one of the topic that some of the theological students have to study.
啊，里面呢分成了十二课。
Inside there's 12 chapters.
哎，那我就拿来看。
So I took for I take and read.
然后就发现，哎，真耶稣教会被排在第七课。
So True Jesus Church is
第七课
ranked as a seventh cult.
啊、那我就很好奇，他为什么把真耶稣教会看成是异端
？So I was very surprised, and I actually read why is it that True Jesus Church is a cult？
啊，里面的资料不多了。
There's not much information about it。
但是重点是说，真耶稣教会都是太遵守圣经里面的教训。
The main point is that the True Jesus Church follow the Bible too strictly。
所以我们太遵守圣经里面的教训，还什么洗脚礼
？And we follow very strictly。
人家早就不举行洗脚礼的，你们还在。
That in the mainstream, nobody performed the foot washing sacrament, but the True Jesus Church continued to do that.
哎，我看你看，原来感谢主啊，也不错哎。
So I was reading through it. I was actually give thanks to God.
哎，因为圣经说要洗脚礼嘛，对不对
？Because the Bible tells us
不洗的话就与主无份啊。
To perform foot washing sacrament, or else we have no part in the Lord.
我们就宁可照着去做嘛。
So we just follow this rule strictly.
因为圣经就是说，我们就做啊。
Because whatever the Bible says, we follow.
也不是很困难的事情啊。
It is not something that is difficult to perform.
好像圣经所讲的，也不是要去叫我们去上天去拿什么东西啊，去拿这个神的话都不用啊，已经现成的。
And it is not a difficult task to perform, so it is something that is readily available.
可是有人认为不可思议啊。
But for some, they think that it is something unreasonable.
还有一位外教的朋友，他告诉我说，圣经只记一次啊，你就信他、啊。约翰福音只记一次，你就要相信。
So some says that, foot washing is only recorded in one incident. So since it only recorded once, do you have to believe in it?
所以有时候神的话、啊、听起来好像是不大合理。
So sometimes the words of God seems unreasonable.
但是呢，以利亚他相信。
But Elijah believed.
他相信呢，神就有办法去成全他。
He believed and the,God will have his ways and means to accomplish what he says.
所以就带出能力啊。
So this his submissiveness bring forth power.
我们再看回来列王记上。
Let's turn to First King.
列王记上十七章。
Verse seven, chapter 17.
十七章第七节。
Chapter 17 verse.7.
过了些日子，溪水就干了，因为雨没有降在地上。
And it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land.
啊，那第八节。
Verse 8.
那神的话又再次临到他说啊，你起身往西顿的撒勒法去啊，住在那里，我已吩咐一个寡妇啊供养你。
So Verse 9, Arise, go to Zarephath, which belonged to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you.
So we can 看出啊，这个神的带领是一步一步的。
So we can see that the guidance of God is step by step.
神不会把我们所要走的道路一下子就全部告诉我们。
God will not tell us to the whole path.
不会把我们所要走的道路全部告诉我们。
So God will not tell us the whole journey.
他一步一步来的。
He will tell us step by step.
啊，这步走完再走下一步。
So we have to finish this step before we take the next step.
所以我们也是一样啊。
So this is the same for us.
神告诉我们的，我们就走那一步。
So if God were to tell us to perform this, we'll do this.、
所以以利亚他就带出能力来。
So henceforth, Elijah brings off the power.
所以一样，我们今天要带领这个绵羊回来。
So today we have to bring, seek and bring back the lost sheep.
要以利亚的心智看能力。
We need the power as well as the heart.
那能力我们就知道就是要靠着祷告。
And we know that the power of Elijah, in order to have the power of Elijah, we need prayer.
那大家都会同意祷告啊。
And everybody will agree that prayer is necessary.
但是问题是说，祷告以外怎么能够带出能力来
？But apart from prayer, how do we bring forth this power?
我们一样过着一个简单的生活。
We have to lead a simple life.
啊，越简单越好。
The simpler, the better.
那我们心思一点也要简单。
And our mind needs to be simple.
不只是外在简单，我们心思一点也要简单。
Not only we have to be simple, physically we are.
因为圣经告诉我们，要全心全意的哈，要专心跟从主。
We have to be simple in our mind because the Bible tells us that we have to love to follow the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind.
那这要顺从圣灵的带领。
And be submissive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
啊，有时候神的话对我们来讲好像是不大合情合理。
So sometimes the word of God may not seem reasonable to us.
但是只要是顺着去做的话，神就能够使它发生。
But if you were to follow what he says, and it will come to pass.
啊，我还记得很清楚啊。那当时这个会堂教会，他们还在看会堂，那时候还没有会堂。
So I remember during the time when the Philadelphia Church is planning to have a church.
啊、因为传道者、啊那时候我们也没有什么举开灵恩布道会啊，灵恩布道会我们都是去伊丽莎白教会、啊、参加。
Because we spend, usually they don't have any spiritual convocation in Philadelphia, so we will go to Elizabeth for our spiritual convocation.
那因为那个传道者勉励说，你们要自己举办灵恩布道会。
Because the preacher actually encouraged us to have our own spiritual convocation.
所以我们就照着传道会去做，说。啊，举行灵恩布道会。
So we follow according to the preacher's advice, and we went forth and do it.
啊，虽然那时候也没有会堂，也没有自己的会堂。
Although during the time we do not have a chapel.
啊，那时候我们是租用外教会的会堂。
And we actually rented a chapel from other denominations.
但是因为我们礼拜六用他们，礼拜六不用啊，啊，礼拜天他们。我们就不能够用他们，因为他们要做礼拜呀、啊。
And we are able to rent it out because they will only have Sunday worship and we worship on Saturday.
所以为了举办灵恩布道会，我们必须要去外面呢租用其他的场地。
So because we have to prepare for the spiritual convocation, we have to find some other venue to hold this event.
那有心的话，神就带领。
So when we have the heart, God will guide us.
那感谢主，我们就问到一个哈，一个这个空的啊办公室。
So we actually came across an empty office.
哇，那个老板啊，他听说我们要作为啊，只是做几天啊，要作为这个布道会用的。
So the landlord heard that we are going to make use of the vacant office for spiritual convocation.
他让我们免费使用哦。
He allow us to use it for free.
什么水电都不用钱啊。
You need not have to pay for electricity or.
他只是要求说。你们做以后把它弄干净就可以。
He only require us to clean up after we have used the venue.
那感谢主啊，我们就完了以后就把它弄干净。
So we thank the grace of God that after we have finished the convocation, the event, we clean up the place.
啊，这个事情不久以后。
So after this incident has happened.
啊，富人计划就买到一个很合适的会堂。
So Philadelphia Church purchased a chapel.
又便宜。
It is cheap.
所以你看，神真的是一路一路带领啊！
So,
只要我们照着去做的话，
so God guide our step,
顺服。
So what we need to do is to be submissive to Him.
啊，我们在带领的人哈、啊，要这种信心啊，以身作则。
As the leader of the church, we need to have this quality and to lead by examples.、
啊、很自然的，在神的面前就能够站立得住。
So very naturally, we are able to stand before the Lord.
在弟兄姐妹面前能够站立得住。
Before the brother and sister, we are able to stand.
啊，就会带出能力来。
And we can bring forth power.
好，我们休息。
So we shall take a rest.
先默祷。
Silent prayer.